Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, but Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies. Was that the sound extra cranked tonight, or is it just me? Like, I don't think that's the kind of song you really need to play super duper loud. But there's a good wake-up call for me backstage that it's time to come out here and say things like, we're coming to you once again from the UCB Theater, Franklin location. Yeah, give it up for UCB. UCB, yeah, you know me. Los Angeles, California is where that's at. It's Tuesday, August 15th, 2017, and I'm hoping that the name tag turnout is high. We need at least 4. That Big Hero Nick sign, could you stand up and show everybody how it's done?
It's terrible.
Look at that shit. I like this big fat J over here with the smoke coming out of it. It says Mark and Abby. It's a joint name tag. Okay. I need to ask the two of you to leave. All right. Well, we got at least 4. That's the main thing, because I have 4 guests coming out here, and they each need to pick one. So thank you for doing that, you guys. Doug plugs, Chicago and San Francisco, we need to talk. Doug Loves Movies is returning to the huge Talia Hall in the Chicago area, and ticket sales are, let's just say the venue is too big. So maybe Chicagoans want to, spend Tuesday evening, August 23rd outdoors or some shit, because, you know, they only have a few weeks of nice weather. Last February, we nearly sold out the really huge Castro Theater in San Francisco for 50 Shades of Grey interruption, but there are lots of seats available for the 50 Shades Darker, and that's Saturday, August 26th at 4:20. And you'll get out in plenty of time to see McGregor lose to Mayweather. I promise. Which everyone wants to see it, even though it seems a foregone conclusion. All my dates and deets and links are at DougLovesMovies.com.
That's DougLovesMovies.com! Yeah!
Somebody always has to come in late. Just to be special. The prize bag has lots of fun stuff in it. Put these aside for now. We got, it's okay. Oh, you're talking about the fight. Okay, cool. Speaking of things, I there's no way I can segue into this particular prize, so I'm just going to say it. It's a fortune cookie from P.F. Chang's. Yeah, P.F. Chang's in Columbus, Ohio. This flew all the way back. I don't know if that affects the taste or not. We got a copy of one of my CDs, a Doug Loves Movies t-shirt, a thing I'll talk about in a second when I get my guests out here, a blue card from Getting Doug with High, oh, look at this, one of these beautiful Christmas bongs from Peacemaker. Yeah, it's very nice rubber bong. And all the stuff that my guests brought as well. So let's get all four of them out here at this time. Please give a big warm welcome to Greg Garcia, Alice Wetterland, Nick Thune, and Noel Wells. Get on out here, y'all. Have a seat wherever you like. Uh-oh. That's okay. Don't be sorry. Do you have your prize bag thingy?
Shit.
Yeah, go get it. She's going to go back and get it. But let's meet everybody individually, starting with one of our two newbies this evening. The creator of two awesome TV shows, My Name is Earl, and... what's the other one called?
Raising Hope. And a
Raising
couple
Hope.
And a couple shitty ones.
It's Greg Garcia, everybody.
Oh, yeah. How are you?
Yeah, those shows are great. And now you got a new show. And it's going to be on TBS. And it's called The Guest Book.
Yes.
Thursday nights.
Yeah.
Oh. Thursday nights. Guy's excited. Starting this Thursday night at 9:30.
Yes.
Is it just like a lot of signatures?
10:30. But tune in at 9:30.
What was I? Was I? No, maybe I was reading swinging. About it while I was in the central time zone.
It could have been.
Might be 10:30 on the coast and 9:30 central. Absolutely. But this Thursday it starts.
Yes. Episode 4 will start this Thursday.
The premiere of episode 4.
The world premiere.
You can see it this Thursday on TBS. They know drama. Is that their slogan?
Yeah,
no.
Now that my show's on, yes, they changed it.
We have character. No, that's not it. But who's on the show?
It's a different cast every week. This week it's Jamie Presley. Then we have Michael Rapaport coming up. And we had Stocker Channing on and Danny Pudi. And it's a cabin in the woods. Every week a different cast checks in and crazy shit happens. And then they leave.
It's like slow-mo.
It's like Room 104, but in the woods.
It's Room 104, but funny and in the woods.
Yeah, Room 104. I don't know. I don't know what's going on with that show. I keep giving it, you know, more chances because you know, it's got some cool people behind it, but I don't know. I don't know if I get it. Anyway, we're not here to slam that show. But good luck with the guest book and thank you for being here. Josh Wolf reached out to me. You're friends with him?
Yes, for a long time.
Yeah, so he's the one that reached out and said, Greg Garcia wants to be on Doug Loves Movies. And I was like, all right, let's do this.
Fantastic.
That sounds good to me. So we'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
Also joining us for the first time, and she was able to go get her prizes, it's Alice Wetterland, everybody.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
You know her from tons of things, Silicon Valley and Those Two Dudes Need Wedding Dates. Mike and Dave, that's their names.
Yeah, remember
and,
that.
But now you've got a new program, or a newish program. It's been on a few seasons now.
That's correct. People of Earth, also on TBS.
People of Earth on TBS.
Total bullshit.
That's what TBS stands for?
Total bullshit.
I had no idea.
Yeah, they're like ironic about it.
Oh, okay.
Like, whatever. Not, we're not promoting anything.
And that's on Monday nights?
Yeah, Monday nights.
Okay. You don't know what time it's on?
10:30.
It's always on at 10:30.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
You guys are, both of your shows are lead-ins to Conan. Is that the idea?
That's right.
Give him a little boost.
Mine is during Conan somehow.
Oh.
It's in a little
bubble.
It's like
a little square
in the
corner? Okay. Yeah. Picture in picture?
Yeah.
I was always thinking that would catch on in a bigger way.
We hope it does.
Our lead-in is 18 reruns of Big Bang Theory.
No fewer.
You know, people will marathon that shit, so you're in good shape. Nice little dessert after a marathon. Also on the panel, now we got a couple of guests who've frequented the show, been on a few times. But let's start with my lady friend. Noelle Wells is here, everybody.
Upgraded to lady friend.
That still could have gone either way. I'd call Nick my lady friend.
That's fair. He's very elegant.
Writer, director, and star of a motion picture called Mr. Roosevelt that I'm fortunate enough to got to be in briefly. And we've been going around to film festivals and watching it and talking about it. But now it's finally going to be... People are going to see it in the fall sometime, yes?
Fall sometime, yes. And then worldwide online in January-ish.
Okay.
I'm very excited.
Yeah.
It eats up your whole... Like, I made this... I finished this movie... Like, I finished editing it last September. And I thought I was done. And you just keep... It keeps happening. You just have to do so much stuff.
Yeah.
This is not interesting. I'm just exhausted.
Yeah, you got to do a lot of stuff to promote it. And, you know, when the star of the movie, when your co-star does none of the heavy lifting, like Mr. Nick Thune, everybody.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
When are you going to get out and promote this thing?
I'm doing everything I can for Noel. And you should see our text history.
It just keeps being like, oh, it didn't go through.
A lot of memes.
But yeah, Nick plays her ex-boyfriend in the film, and you're great in it. You do a great job in the movie.
Oh, thanks, Doc. I was just sucking
I've seen
your dick
it three
backstage
times.
Telling you you were funny in it.
His lady
yeah,
friend.
You were. Yeah, you did say I was funny, but I'm just an asshole. I'm not funny.
You only say that I'm good
just mean
in front
to
of other people, not in private.
Yeah, isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could have said back to me when I said you were funny, you could have been like, you were great too, man.
No. I saved it for out here.
Like,
I wanted everybody to know
save
that
it
I think
for the
you're
stage.
Great in it. And for also in the prize bag, I snagged some of these at South by Southwest. You, Noelle made a little comic book about the movie.
Yeah.
Kind of like a little summary
zine.
Of it.
It's like a zine.
Zine. Yeah.
I think you're just doing a lot.
Yeah.
I don't know if people normally do those things. Like, and then I had to finish the slap bracelets, which took a while.
I looked them up. I couldn't find a company to help me make them. So then I moved on to paper products because you could do that yourself at Kinko's.
All right, well, let's thank you all for being here. And
wait,
let's
I have another. I have to promote the other thing, right?
Well, yeah, there's a plug part at the end
okay.
Where you can. We could drop it in, but you can tell
might,
us
no,
now.
No, I won't. I'll later.
Tell us now.
No.
It's something about a maze.
A movie that Dave made a maze. It comes
maze,
out
Dave is
very
a maze
soon.
Runner.
Comes out very soon. Dave is a maze runner.
Do you play Dave or the maze?
Well, the maze is the star of the film, for
oh,
sure.
Okay.
And Dave, his name is in it, but he is... I mean, I don't think I'm that great in it. But yeah, that comes out August 18th in 10 cities and on demand.
10
and
cities?
10, and yeah.
10 cities.
You ever been in one?
10 cities. There's some in LA.
Yeah.
Just under the bridge.
Yeah.
And I said to him, I was like, that's not a great place to release them.
And they're like, isn't it?
It's like, well, homeless people are the crowd.
Yeah.
We want them to
so
see it.
They're rethinking
I think
a
it's
lot.
A great idea. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it sucks though when the homeless people walk out on your movie though.
Sucks.
Like where else do you have to go?
Yeah.
And you're taking off. That seems weird.
So
taking your little sack on the end of the stick and getting out of here.
Bindle.
Bindle. Nick, what do you got for the prize bag, dude?
I brought a photo that I curated of a two elderly people wearing my T-shirt, and one of them has a dick hanging out. I spent about $500 on the whole project, and I'm still trying to recoup. So, and he does have a great dick. So whoever gets it, it's a real meaty head.
Well, you left up. There's one dick hanging out, and then somebody holding a potted plant. Like some people might be interested in that.
Yeah, there. Yeah, people might be interested in plants. Yeah, yeah. This is an IKEA plant. That actually is, I mean, the thing won't fucking die.
Yep, those things are healthy. I don't know what they do to them in there.
They just, I don't know what they do at IKEA.
But wait, you could buy a plant at IKEA, take it home, and put it together?
Get it?
Every leaf.
They all snap on, I like it. All right, pass that thing down here. Don't show it to me, but just pass it down here. I don't really want to look at
you're
it.
Gonna
oh,
look.
It's a nice potted plant, though. Alice, what do you have for us tonight?
I have some stickers.
Oh, I like it already.
And bubble wrap if that's needed.
Oh, okay.
It's empty.
You keep those stickers safe.
People like to put male drugs in this. All right. So these are my stickers for my podcast. Sorry. Called Treks in the City. Do you want, how many stickers do you want? You like my you like my podcast? Okay. that person's just stuck over there. So wait, how many do you want? I have 10.
I think you should give me
wait,
all 10.
Wait, you're right,
can I have
sir.
One?
Yeah, Noelle
okay,
can have
so
one
okay, so there'll
too.
Only be 9.
Okay, yeah, Noelle wants one.
I was confused because somebody told me to bring 10 and I didn't understand why.
That is a weird, whenever dealing through publicists and stuff, there's, it's a weird telephone game where like you're just supposed to bring a thing.
I don't have a publicist, though. I have a publicist.
Oh, okay. Well, your publicist fooked up and told you to bring 10 things.
Yeah,
10 of
a
the
bit
same
cheaper.
Thing. two of these is plenty. And you can hang on to the rest. But the bubble wrap, I think we should also put
okay,
in there.
Okay, I think so, too.
Yeah. That's just fun to have, just a random piece of bubble wrap. Noelle, what do you got on your lap?
Okay, I have a couple things. I have a baseball cap from, we did a film festival in Munich for Mr. Roosevelt, and I think this is a beer, and they gave me a bunch of these hats, but they're very cool, and I'm going to put one in.
It's a nice one.
It's very nice. I had a custom-made doll. That's a weird thing. I did a voice on a show several years ago. It was called The Awesomes, and they made a little character for my thing.
And you can't have it in the house because when you die, spirit will go into it.
Exactly.
And it will murder people.
So I thought it would be fun for somebody else to have it forced upon them.
I think it's definitely fun for somebody else.
It's like she was like a British woman.
Okay.
So it's felt. It's a felt. Here's a description. Somebody made it. It's beautiful.
I like it.
But
It's a toy.
It's a toy.
For the kids.
I'm doing a lot of cleaning in my life.
Kids love their dolls on a spike.
I really loved it. It was up for a while, but she doesn't need to look at me anymore.
you don't like the way your dead eyes look at you?
Okay, and then almost every time I've been on here, I've brought... I had these made several years ago, and I made Team Noelle mugs for a few people that I knew, but I had to order like 100. And so now I'm just pawning them off on your show little by little.
I love it. Yeah.
So it's a Team Noelle mug, and I still have like 76 left.
You sent that to like your agents and stuff.
Yeah,
right?
Literally my team.
is the dude who directed Annabelle, is he really here?
Yes.
Hey, dude.
Hey.
David Sandberg, is that your name?
Congrats.
Yeah. Number one movie in the country right now, Annabelle : Creation.
Hey!
This very day, in fact, the Monday numbers are in. It's still number one. But what do you think about this for a series of films about a creepy doll? You know, that's not as intense as Annabelle, but
perfect.
No thoughts? Oh, perfect. All right, 3-picture deal. Let's set it up.
But only if I can voice it.
Yeah. Annabelle 3.
Wait, what did this lady sound like when you voiced her?
Well, I think she talked. I don't know. She had a British accent. It was very dumb. I cannot do accents.
That's scary.
She was supposed to be like, I don't know.
I will not go in the bag.
Who's the woman? Who Elizabeth Hurley. She was like supposed to feel like Elizabeth Hurley in like some kind of like heist movie. I don't know.
All right. I like it. Greg Garcia.
I brought three wonderful collectibles. First of all, we have a boyfriend for her. My name is Earl Bobblehead.
Oh, they're so cute!
All right. Look at that couple.
Wow. Look at that. She is dominating. Yeah. Wow.
<Yeah. laughs> No. Earl's used to prison sex.
Yeah. He loves that. Also, I got this at a silent auction. This is a signed copy of a script from Evening Shade.
Holy shit, the Burt Reynolds classic.
The entire cast except Burt Reynolds. Which I found out after the auction. I didn't know the other guests you were going to have, and I was hoping maybe Burt Reynolds and I'd get him to sign it.
Oh, no, Burt couldn't make it.
But so put that in the bag then, because it's useless. And then the last one was an item that cannot be seen anywhere, not Netflix, not Amazon, not in syndication anywhere, but it is an episode of the show Yes, Dear, that stars a 2002 circa Doug Benson.
As you brought the episode that I'm in?
As the Buckaroo waiter, mm-hmm. which I've entitled Yes, Doug. Well, there you go.
Why can't you see... Yes, Dear was on like all the time, day and night for a while there. Why can't you see it anymore?
It has vanished. It's vanished.
What happened?
I'm not so sure. It's been wiped from the... face of television history.
Wow.
But right. There it is, right there.
Who was the lead of that show?
What's that?
The lead of the show?
Anthony Clark.
Yeah, where's Anthony Clark?
I have no
That's
idea.
An SOS. Let's find him.
Yeah. We should all go out tonight and try to find him.
What was the other dude's name, though?
Michael Malley.
Yeah, he's in everything. Like, he's he shows up everywhere now. He's in Sully. Like, he gives Sully a dressing down.
He has a TV show called Survivor's Remorse that he's a showrunner for.
He was amazing on Justified.
He and I wrote a musical.
Wait, what?
On Broadway in March.
No way!
Yes. Escape to Margaritaville, the Jimmy
Buffett
musical.
You guys wrote that? The Jimmy Buffett musical?
We did indeed. We did
Holy
indeed.
Holy cow.
Get your tickets now.
I'm going to see the shit out of that. Well, thank you for all of those amazing prizes. Is that it?
That's it.
Okay. Josh Wolfe said it was going to be the most amazing thing that anybody ever brought.
I know. He. I don't know why he did that.
He oversold it a little bit. Yeah. All right. Although this thing is pretty cool. And, you know, it does also kind of look like Josh Wolfe.
A little bit.
Yeah, he could have just kept this thing and said it was him. All right. Well, all of that is in the prize bag. Somebody's going to win all of that stuff tonight. But before we do that, I have one quick question for everybody, starting with Nick Thune. What was the last movie that you saw?
Oh.
I didn't mean to come at you with such a hard one.
No. No, and the answer is Benchwarmers.
Okay, why?
Because I just moved, and I enjoy having a movie on in the background when I'm doing, like, unpacking.
Uh-huh.
And so I got, like, internet and everything set up, and the TV's, like, sitting on the ground. And I put on Netflix, and I don't know why it said, like, you might want to see Benchwarmers. And so I just put it on as, like, it's something I don't want to watch, but I might get a chuckle every now and again in the background. Like, when Nick Swardson's on, for instance.
Yeah, yeah, no, it's got funny parts. It's just an interesting choice to unpack your shit to. Yeah.
That's what I do, man.
All right. Did they win the game at the end?
You know, I didn't quite get all the way to the game.
All right, let me rephrase the question. Alice, what was the last movie you saw in its entirety?
Dunkirk, baby.
Oh! Speaking of comedies.
Yeah.
Swardson kills it in that one, too.
Real laugh riot.
What? What did you think of that?
I mean, it's hilarious. It was pretty good. Yeah, I drank.
What the fuck?
Oh, you're calling account services.
Are you on hold?
I phone dialed a
drinking?
Bank or an airline or something. I mean, I butt dialed it.
The dog. You phone dialed it.
I don't have it. Yeah, I phone dialed it.
I hate it.
I don't have my.
Is this a
phone in my back pocket?
This is the bank. Is this a fucking phone dial?
I can't butt dial it. Yeah, I totally
another
dick dialed
phone
it.
Dial?
Totally left ball dialed it. What'd you think of Dunkirk?
I was amazed.
It's intense, right?
It's on a really big screen. Mm-hmm. That was one thing.
That's
about
important,
it.
I think.
Were there other people there, or was it?
Yeah, there was like four other people. I saw it at the ArcLight at 2:30 p.m. on a Monday, so I was like, "Well, it's gonna be packed, so I'll get my ticket." And I got all the snacks. What, I'm not talking about anything that's in the movie. Okay, Harry Styles was in it. I don't like his face. Sorry, guys. I thought I would. But
sorry,
he's a good actor because he's British, and British people are just good actors.
I think he's fine in it, yeah.
Yeah, people who are from Britain, they just have to.
Took me a while to figure out which one was him.
Me too. I was like, is this him? And he's just like blending into the role. Like he's like a 60-year-old man.
What about Tom Hardy?
Oh! That's just a middle-aged woman's reaction to the words Tom Hardy. This happens automatically. Oh,
do you see his whole face?
Isn't that a crazy thing in movies with Tom Hardy where you don't see his whole face?
Bane. I heard that this is another Bane situation.
Bane, this, Dunkirk, and also Mad Max.
It's like, how are you supposed to?
Can we see his fucking face?
How are we supposed to jerk off?
Does he get paid less?
We
got to
see
more?
That fucking mouth.
Also, Kenneth.
maybe it's just
lips.
Maybe it's just to slow you down a little bit.
Yeah, postpone.
Talk about
postpone the release.
Have you ever heard
of
foreplay?
He's amazing, Kenneth.
You're supposed to put foreplay on Google Images and watch the movie. What?
Yeah,
that's one way. There's Kenneth Branagh's in the movie, and he does the whole scene. It's like he called the director and was like, "I'll do it, but I don't want to move off this dock." He doesn't leave the dock.
Yeah,
the
he's always standing around the dock going, "What do we do
and
now?"
And then there's a scene where your character goes home, and what if he doesn't go home? What if he just stays near the shore for France? Well, because I'm lazy. If you've seen Dunkirk, you'll get that. And if you've seen Dunkirk and you don't get that, that's still my fault.
I mean, I haven't seen it, and I love that anecdote.
Noel!
Hi, I saw two movies on Sunday at Sundance Next Fest.
Ooh.
One was The Fourth by Andre Hyland, who's also in Mr. Rosenbaum.
He's in your movie, yeah.
Yeah, he wrote and directed, starred in, and edited a feature film that's actually, it's really fucking funny. And I had seen it on a link, and I was like, oh, that's good. And then when you get to see it in a movie theater with a bunch of people, you're like, oh, right, this is much better. And then I saw a movie called LA Times by a female director who wrote, starred, and directed in directed the movie, Michelle Morgan, and that was really funny.
It's called LA Times?
It's called LA Times.
Cool. It's not about the newspaper,
it's
though.
It's not.
Is it about all the different times of the day? In Los Angeles.
Yeah, that's it.
LA's got all of them.
Morning traffic.
LA's got every time
of day. I've noticed that it goes from midnight.
Yeah, all the way around.
To the midnight.
Yeah, when you travel out there in the world, you don't know what's going to happen. But here in LA,
so talk about that time of day.
All the times of day.
When the sun is like directly on the ground. It's crazy.
Yeah, they covered that.
Good.
In the movie. The sun was on the ground a lot in it, and I was like, God, somebody finally captured it.
I got to say, in Noel, Andre has a really great ass shot in Noel's movie.
Okay, well, he's just setting me up to say that Nick Thune also has a very good ass shot in the
movie. I do, yeah.
Is it the full ass, or is it covered like Tom Hardy? Or
no.
No, it's full butt.
You get to see his
full booty.
You see whole everything.
Yeah, you see anus. Yeah. He waxed for it. I asked. I said he didn't have to. He said, I would like to.
No, but Andre's ass shot is like, it's actually something I've never seen in a movie before. The angle of it.
It's really funny. Well, I don't even, it was just out of necessity, but also Andre's booty is like so, it's like boy butts are so soft and like silly. It's just like very tiny and you just want to go like pitter patter on his booty.
Oh, he's got such a silly butt. So you recommend both those movies in the...
I thought you were going to say both those butts.
Yeah, both those booties. Both those booties. Highly
thumbs
recommended.
Thumbs up for those butts.
Thumbs up
thumbs
those
in
butts.
Those butts.
Put them in those butts.
Oh, man. Yeah, they were really great. And they're made... They were LA... You know, they're LA based, but they're not... Well, I guess one of them's... They're both very LA movies, but in ways I think we haven't really seen before. I mean, these are people that have just really been around for a while and, you know, had to make things themselves. And I think that's really cool. And
just
really
like La La Land.
Exactly, like La La Land, you know, the real struggle.
The gritty reality.
That, right. that, like that freeway scene? where they're dancing and
I
shit.
Know. Yeah.
It's hard to watch.
Tell me every day I do that on the fucking 105. Yeah.
What's the 105? Wait, what's the 105?
On that 105 110 thing, I always get out and I'm just like,
yeah.
You start dancing, you know, and everybody's kind of. You got to see the movie. I don't know.
Greg,
I recently watched The Founder for the second time.
What? You went
I
back in again?
I love that movie.
I watched it on a plane first,
uh-huh.
And then I recently watched it with my 10-year-old, thinking that it would get him to not ever want to eat McDonald's, like imploring his like right and wrong, his sense of right and wrong.
Oh, because the guy who owned McDonald's was a thief?
Yeah, because he ripped off the guys and everything, but it didn't necessarily work. He was more interested in the fact that there was something that exists that you can pour into water that would turn it into a milkshake. Like, he wants that.
Right.
Are you a vegan?
No, not at all. I just thought, you know, I'd give my wife a break.
So what do you have against McDonald's?
I have nothing against McDonald's. But, you know, I mean...
Sorry, sorry
keep
that I'm
keep them a little healthier.
It's gross.
Sorry, I'm a little late on this, but my wife. I didn't want to interrupt you, but
I appreciate it.
Yeah, you're making a point. I didn't want to just scream in the middle of your sentence, but yeah, because that movie is interesting to me because it's like Michael Keaton. He's automatically sympathetic. And yet they in that role, he just it's not cool what he does to those guys.
No, in the beginning, but then you kind of hate him at the end. I think.
Yeah, yeah. But he's not that sympathetic in the beginning. I mean, he's never that likable. It's weird. Mm-hmm. It's an interesting movie. But so the second time through was good for you?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't pay as much attention the second time through, and then I was a little disappointed because I took my son to like a little tiny hamburger place up in Carpinteria, and we were in line, and he said, we could franchise this. So it didn't.
He did not get the right lesson from that movie at all.
He's an asshole. That's what I learned from that experience.
All right, well, it's time for Bert to turn the show off because I'm going to say, let the games begin. Name tags, come out of the shadows. We got lots of great name tags, and then these folks here in the front row. So you just have to go, everybody go pick who you'd like to play for, and bring your name tag back to your seat. And while you do that, we'll do this. We'll be right back.
Hey guys, just a reminder that every single episode of Doug Loves Movies we've ever done is now available to stream over at Stitcher Premium. Every episode from all 9 seasons, the bonus eps, even the Benson interruption, all ad-free and ready for your ear holes. That's over 1,000 hours of podcasts exclusively on Premium. Just head over to StitcherPremium.com/Doug for more information. You can choose between a monthly plan or a yearly plan, but either way, use the promo code Doug to automatically get a month for free. That's StitcherPremium.com/Doug. Get stitching, y'all!
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
We are back. Nick Thune, what do you got over there?
Well, I wanted to get what Greg got because I'm going to say, well, maybe you can chime in when he says why he picked it. But one time somebody described me, a Whole Foods employee told me that my outfit reminded them of Indiana Jones on vacation. And that's like, you get a compliment, you know, every 10 years that means something. And that one will never fucking leave me. I was wearing green pants and a floral shirt.
Why would she know what he would wear on vacation?
First of all, the fact that you're saying it was a she is insulting.
Oh, it was a dude?
Of course it was.
A dude said that to you? Weird.
Yeah, he just said the biggest male fantasy. Like the coolest dude ever just taking a break. Indiana Jones on vacation. He was like, man, you look like our dream.
It doesn't seem like an insult. But
no, it wasn't.
Feels
it was the
like,
best compliment.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then the thing about it is later that night, the only time in my life I almost got beat up on the street because this guy said that my pants were too tight. Call me a faggot. And literally pushed me for like 4 minutes. Him and his buddy just surrounded me, pushing me, calling me that word over and over again. And I was in my mind, I was dressed as Indiana Jones on vacation. And
you didn't have your whip.
He doesn't have that on vacation.
So you couldn't end this thing.
Oh, worse.
But do we know what Indiana Jones does on vacation?
I gotta think that he just wears cool green pants.
He gets pushed around a lot, apparently.
He gets beat up all the time. I picked out. I went for that. I gave it to Greg. Greg was actually gonna give it to me, and I said, "No, you have more money than me." And so I ended up taking it's Mikers. It's Swingers DVD.
But you changed it to Mikers.
Yeah,
and actually the
eye isn't even good. It's a bad eye. And it is like a painter's tape. So are you a painter or where do you?
It's a post-it note.
Oh, you.
It's part of a post-it note.
So you got this from your office. All right. Well, it's Mikers.
All right.
And I do love this movie. Who doesn't?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Great choice then. Alice, who are you playing for?
I'm playing for Noama. Right?
Instead of Moana.
Is that right?
It's Noama.
So she's as cool as the ocean. But this guy, is this your name?
His name's Noam.
But so I was like, are you... I didn't understand it. If you brought this for someone else.
That was just part of the...
She is... Oh, it already was in the poster. Okay.
Yeah, he didn't change she is cool she as the ocean. He didn't change the tagline.
I was like, what a weird thing to say about yourself. I liked that you were like, she's cool. Like, yeah, talking about yourself and like,
my
she's
dick,
as cool as
my
the
dick,
ocean.
My dick, she's as cool as the ocean.
Yeah. All right. Cool. This guy's got some brass ones. But so Maui's got a giant ice cream cone joint. And
oh, that's cool.
His leaf, his... Sure. I also just love Moana. I saw it 3 times in theaters, twice with no kids.
Yeah. All right, Noelle.
I'm playing for Lindsay T. It's E.T. poster with mm-hmm. Lindsay T.
E.T.
I really appreciated the very fine Photoshop job.
Yeah, because her face is on the moon.
And very, like, tinted perfectly.
E.T.'s going to ride that bike into her mouth.
She cut out this so perfectly. She got the right font to match E.T. I'm just really, really admire this.
Can I see it for a second?
It reminds me.
You know what else there is to love about it? It's got the full title on it. E.T. the Extraterrestrial in His Adventure on Earth. It's right there.
That's her referring to herself.
It's true. All right. Very cool. Greg?
I was drawn to this one because I saw Nick wanted it. So
I fucking knew.
And then when I got... I thought I have more money. I'm going to take it. And then as I got closer, I saw it was very topical. Indiana Jones and the Nazi punks fuck off. And it was big, so I could read it.
Indiana Joel.
Joel, I'm sorry.
Because his name is Joel.
I'm sorry, I fucked that up. Yeah,
and it's, Indiana. And he's clearly, that's what Indiana Jones does on vacation. As he goes,
absolutely.
Fucks with Nazis.
Well dressed very appropriately.
Yeah, all right. Well, that's who you guys are playing for. And I've got a couple of games lined up. And as you can see, you all have buzzers in front of you. Do you want to test your buzzers? That's Alice. What's your sound like, Nick? Come in.
Hey, I don't know if... is this Doug's place?
Welcome to Doug Loves Movies. Take your shoes off. All right, so you're going to use your buzzers because we're going to play Alex's, Jason, and Deb's IMDb game. And the way that works is I'm going to start naming the top four titles on some actor or actress IMDb page. Mm-hmm. Just buzz in as soon as you think you know it. If you guess too early and you're wrong, it's a -1 point. But if you get in there and you get it right, you get bonus points for each additional movie you can name.
Oh, shit.
For that person.
Wow.
Oh, shit is right. Is that too complicated for you, Nick?
I actually didn't listen to any of that.
We have to say the actor's name.
I was reading that this said learning resources, and I was like, huh.
Say an actor's name.
Just
any
buzz
actor
in
at
as
all.
Soon as you. No, you don't say any actor at all. I'm gonna say the correct answer. Don't lead him
all
astray.
Right, Chuck, just one more time. I think Allison didn't hear you.
I'll start naming the top four. You know how on IMDb it's most known for, best known for. I'll read those.
Okay, I know what we're doing.
All right. And you just don't want to buzz in too early because you don't want negative points.
Totally zoned out though.
Yeah.
Again.
Right now, with the way you have that mic cord on your shoulder like that, you look like Indiana Jones at work.
Yeah. Indiana Jones is in the AV department.
All right. Who's top four starts with Knocked Up?
Seth Rogen.
Hang on, Noelle. Let me call on you first.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay. Noelle?
Seth Rogen?
Incorrect.
I think I know who number six is.
Number six?
What?
Yeah, it's Nick motherfucking Thune.
I don't know what that
means. Even though I got cut out, I was still number six listed on the movie.
In the IMDb
He
page.
Is in Knocked Up, yeah.
Oh, wait, so I have one technical question. I can keep buzzing in, just keep digging myself further into a hole.
No, you're out for this round, but you can come back and... You can come back and keep digging in a second. Cool. So here's the second title in this round. We got Knocked Up, and then This Is the End. Alice.
So it's...
Somebody
is it
that's in both of those.
Baruchel?
Jay Baruchel? No, sorry.
Fuck.
Yeah, right?
Wait, am I out?
Yeah, for now.
I think Nick should be... Next.
You buzzing in, Nick? Thought about you might just be stopping by.
That got me.
Thought you might just come by so I could tell you how great you are, Mr. Roosevelt. What's your guess?
Craig Robinson.
No.
What?
That's a weird...
Greg is running away with this thing through his silence. You're going to buzz in too?
I like that my buzzer is like the universal sound for a boner.
Yeah, it is. It's too quiet.
I'm glad boners don't really make that noise. Oh, the church would suck.
It's like a squirrel boner.
Jason Segel?
I don't know why you guys all feel...
He wasn't
it's good. We have an even score now. Everybody's got -1.
Isn't he one of the buddies?
He's in Knocked Up, yeah. Yeah, he's
in it. One of the buddies? He gets like pink
he's
eye?
He's in Knocked Up, yeah.
Who My boner sounds like wooden shutters that movies? You pull up.
Hang on.
The other two movies are
Superbad and Adventureland, and the actor's name, you may know him from Silicon Valley, is Martin Starr.
Oh, that guy.
All right, here we go.
Weird pirate laugh. For
now everybody's back in for this next round, and it's all tied up with -1, which is, that's a first.
That's a good position to be in.
Yeah.
This one starts off with a TV show in this person's top four, Parks and Recreation. See, lots of people are in that, so it's kind of crazy to buzz in at this point. You kind of want to hear
I learned my lesson, yeah, Doug.
You kind of want to hear that second title that, in this case, might not be too helpful. Ice Age Continental Drift. Nick is buzzing in.
Can you get the door?
Hi, is Doug here?
Yeah. And he Aziz wants Ansari. Some answers.
Aziz Ansari.
That is correct. Yes!
You know what? I'm going to call Aziz right now. I don't have his number.
Nope.
Just call him up. You are the answer. All right, so you get to name two more Aziz Ansari projects, things that he was in, and if you get them right, you get two more bonus points.
Okay, 30 minutes or less. I think that's the best thing he was ever involved in.
All right. Nick Swartzen was in that as well.
Nick Swartzen was in that. And then I'm going to have to say Get Him to the Greek.
Okay.
He had a very short-lived boardroom scene with Puffy.
All right. They went with another animated film called Epic and a little thing that he's in on Netflix called Master of None.
That's surprising they used Master of None.
Master of None, starring Noelle Wells. All right, so now Nick is in the lead with zero.
Yeah.
And everyone else is behind with negative one. Let's see what happens this round. Whose top four starts with This Is the End? Oh, this shit again. The second title. Yeah, you guys shouldn't be chatting unless it's about something else. Probably not that either.
Remember when I drove you to the airport that one time?
Yeah, that was really. Thank you for doing that.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Pineapple Express. Nick is here.
Damn it.
Hi. I know your Doug's neighbor. Is he around? I guess James Franco is going to be the answer.
No.
You're Craig
back,
Robinson.
You're back to negative one. Okay, you guys want the third title? No guesses at this point? The
Sorry,
third
I'm
one is
nervous.
Superbad. Noelle got in first,
no,
right?
No, I got
Oh, Alice. Sorry, Alice.
I just had a boner. It wasn't.
Who is it, Alice?
What?
Stop it, Nick.
He didn't say a person's name.
Stop interfering. Who is it?
Is Seth Rogen?
That's correct.
Yes!
Oh, that's what I meant earlier. For this one.
He did come up earlier.
Christmas blouse?
I said Chris Mintz Plouse.
Christmas blouse.
I was like, why are you saying Christmas blouse to me? I'm like, am I having a stroke
Christmas
or are you?
Blouse. That is a great new name for him. He's tired of McLovin. He's happy to have a new...
I'm going to text him.
So I get to list other projects and they have to be the ones that are...
Well, you get to just do one more, right? How many did I say before you buzzed
Three?
In?
Three.
Yeah, so you only guess one more. One more Seth Rogen movie that you think would be in his top four.
Knocked Up.
No.
Oh.
Yeah, it's very weird.
How it's the saw. Wiener movie, isn't it?
It's a movie that you're actually in, Alice. It's called The Interview.
Right. Just cashed a check for $2.
Yeah, so you are currently in the lead with zero?
No, I'm not.
No, I have zero. Oh, I'm back to negative one.
You're back to negative one, yeah. Alice, getting that one right took you out of the basement, so you're winning.
Hold on.
And unless somebody catches up to you, you'll win this. This is the last chance before a potential tiebreaker. Whose top four starts with The Croods?
Whoa. No one's.
Okay, no one should. That's right. That's absolutely right. The second title is The Iron Giant. So this person clearly has a voice that they can use. Third title is another animated movie, Castle in the Sky.
Okay.
Yeah, all right. This is ridiculous. I think this next title might help somebody. Young Frankenstein. Greg, it had to be you, Greg. It had to be you. What's the answer?
Cloris Leachman?
That's correct.
Yes! Awesome!
Wow.
Way to go.
So that means that Alice and Greg are tied with zero. So we have to do a tiebreaker that's just between Alice and Greg. Noelle, hand me your buzzer.
Whoa.
Wait, before I do... Well, can I hit Greg's just once myself?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah.
Nick, give me back that buzzer. Yeah, I don't want you coming over anymore. Leave my family alone. Oh no, he can knock. Okay, so between Greg and Alice, whoever gets in first and says the right name is the winner here. The first title is a TV show. My name is Earl. The second title is The Incredibles. Oh, Alice!
Jason Lee.
That's correct!
Yeah!
You stole that from the hands of the creator of My Name is Earl.
That's amazing. It was,
he really should have got that one. But,
come on, dude.
But Alice is the winner of that game. Congratulations, Alice.
Congratulations, Noam.
I'll take all the buzzers back now. We don't need these anymore. And but that means that you get to go first in our final game, which is we're going to play a round of Last Man Stanton.
All right.
And the way this game works is I keep accidentally... It's like Fibber McGee and Molly open up their closet. I'm going to get from an audience member the name of an actor or actress, and then you guys are going to take turns naming movies that that person was in. If you can't think of one, you're out. But you do get one lifeline, which is the person whose name tag you chose. You can go to them once for help.
Mikers?
You can go to Mikers. Mm-hmm. Alice will go to Noana.
Noama.
Lynn's ET will help out Noelle, and Joel will be there to step in. He'll be able to yell at Greg, throw me the idol, I'll throw you the whip. And he picked that up without setting it off. Very, very nicely done.
Where'd you learn that?
Do you work with a bomb unit? Very gentle. So no one wrote to me on Twitter today to say they had a great suggestion for a name tonight.
I think people are avoiding Twitter.
Yeah, that might be it.
It's
yeah.
very,
they might not
very,
want to be on there at all. But usually people reach out to me with suggestions. But
why?
What's that? Oh, why is it a hotbed right now?
Why are people
now?
Looking at Twitter? Hmm. You don't like Rob Delaney?
But our friend that I was talking to earlier who directed Annabelle Creation, he goes by the name Pony Smasher on
that's a
on
sex
Twitter.
Term.
It's yeah, what? Yeah.
That's a sex term.
Sex
it is? Pony Smasher?
Yeah, he fucks so. Horses.
Big time. Big horse fucker.
That is a left turn from a guy who makes a movie about creepy dolls. It's the horses that have to look out. Not the Annabelles of the world.
They're all consenting.
So, have you ever thought, David, that you'd have a good suggestion for this game?
No.
And yet I'm forcing
Fair.
You to come up with one.
James Franco?
Do you have James Franco? Oh, I like
Never
that.
Heard of him.
This is going to be over in no
oh,
time.
Oh, man.
Very, very, very excited about this. All right, so Alice gets to go first, and then we'll go to Nick, and then me, because I like to play along, and then Greg, and then Nicole, and whichever one of you guys
Who?
Lasts the longest. Nicole.
Who?
I know, right? Noelle! Alice, start us off. Any movie that's got James Franco in it?
Knights and Rodanthe.
Oh, you really could have saved that one.
Oh, shit.
What does James Franco do in Knights of Rodanthe?
He plays Richard... Am I not supposed to name any other actors from
No,
that?
It's fine. Richard Gere.
He plays Richard Gere's son, who he works in Ecuador at helping out, Doctors Without Borders, and Richard Gere goes down and gets killed in a landslide because he doesn't know how to leave the bathroom. Or something.
Yeah, that movie's crazy.
Yeah, it's one of the craziest movies
I've ever
nutty.
Seen. Yeah, Mae Whitman's the daughter. She has a massive flip out for some reason.
Oh yeah, she has a massive flip out.
She loses her mind.
But Viola Davis, isn't it? I think no, it's someone else. Anyway, there's a
racist.
There's a lot of crazy shit. I am.
It's someone
stuff.
Else. Oh, it's Ellen Burstyn.
It's Oprah. It's
all
amazing.
Right. You don't have to describe the whole thing.
And if we could just take a minute, so Diane Lane's been, she's getting a divorce, you know, so naturally she wants to go down to Rodanthe, South Carolina.
Yeah. You know, if you can't be under the Tuscan sun,
you
might as well go to Rodanthe.
Rodanthe, you're going to the crap festival. Okay.
Most of Diane Lane's movies are a crab festival.
Thank you.
Did you see Unfaithful?
Didn't say it.
We're still playing James Franco, Nick.
Oh, and it's my turn?
Yeah. That's his full name, James Franco, Nick.
Spider-Man?
Okay. I see how you're going to play.
Wait, what?
Yeah, but the full title.
Get off.
No, it's just called Spider-Man.
Get off my fucking back.
Yeah. And it's my turn next, so I'm going to go ahead and take it. I'm going to say Spider-Man 2.
Whoa. Yeah, no,
I'm not gonna fuck around.
Yeah.
Greg?
The Interview.
The Interview, of course.
All right, just do it. Pineapple Express.
Oh, that's what I was
going to
say.
Yes,
one of his best, actually.
Espresso. Alice?
Do I get to say one? This is the end?
Yeah.
Yes.
This is the end.
Yes, saved.
Nick, you want to go to your lifeline?
The Room?
That's not what it's called.
It's not
out yet, and that's not what it's called.
Keep your mouth shut. I'm sorry.
Do you want to use your lifeline?
No.
Do you want to just keep saying things that are incorrect?
Kong.
What?
No. Oh, he wasn't Caesar. In that. Caesar.
What?
Nope. No.
Caesar. His best friend? He was friends with a fucking gorilla, man.
No, but that's not what the movie was called.
I wish that movie was called I'm Friends with a Fucking Gorilla, Man.
Everyone knows what the movie was
they
called.
They fought so hard to get that
I'm
to be the title.
I'm Friends with a Gorilla, Man.
Everybody knows what it's called. Just write it down.
But this is probably a good time for you to go to your lifeline.
Skull Island.
Nope. He wasn't in that.
All right, I'll go to my fucking lifeline.
Mike, what do you got?
Sausage Party?
Sausage Party?
Oh, Mikey, baby, coming in hard. Let's see what Indiana Jones guy got.
Sausage Party. The movie about the making of The Room is
called...
You
can't do that.
I'm not going to. I'm just going to tell everybody. It's called The Disaster Artist.
Yeah.
But the movie you were trying to think of is probably... Rise of the Planet of the Apes.
That's the second one, dude, and he's not in it. There's a
He shows up for a second.
There's a photo of him in it. That's
I'll take that.
Yeah, but he gets paid.
Yeah, he's getting paid. I'm going to take it.
Showing that movie to a 3-year-old, by the way, is mind-blowing to them because they don't understand CGI. And he's just like, wait, they talk? Like, yeah, of course they talk.
All right. No, tell these guys sitting behind me that they're talking too much. Like they're discussing everything, and I'm sitting right here. All right, so, Greg?
Just like those monkeys.
There was a movie he did with Jonah Hill where Jonah Hill was interviewing him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it was called The Interview 2. I'm going to have to go to Joel for a lifeline.
Joel?
Alien Covenant.
What? He's in Alien Covenant?
So says Joel.
Holy shit. All right. I'll take it. Noelle?
Spring Breakers.
Oh, that's a real good one.
Oh, I'm so glad I got that out. I'm just sitting on it. Oh, it feels so good.
Alice?
Does it have to be a movie?
Mm-hmm. Freaks and Geeks doesn't count.
Doug loves podcasts.
Whatever soap opera he was on.
Three weeks. What's that thing where his arm
You can go to your
off?
Lifeline if you want. Noama could help you.
Noama, help. I can't do it. It's time.
What do you got, Noama?
127 hours.
Thank you very much.
127 hours.
Somebody's got a phone. Thank you, 127 hours.
That wasn't the runtime.
Hello. Got him.
Did you see the sequel? Armed and Dangerous. All right, Nick, we're back to you. You've used your lifeline. Do you have any Hail Mary, James Franco ideas?
Yeah, Black Hawk Down.
The confidence with which you said it was impressive. But you're out.
He should have been in that fucking movie.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're right, Your Highness. Great. That was interesting. He just said I'm talking too much. Greg?
Did you go?
Yeah, I said Your Highness.
Oh, you did. I needed more time.
I slipped it into the conversation.
I'm still trying to think of that movie with Jonah Hill. I don't think it was called Greg Gets Through a Flight.
Is it that war one?
You want to go to Joel?
I already went to Joel, but I'll go to him again if you let me.
Oh, no, you can't go back to Joel.
No, I think
Joel.
I'm done.
Go to Mike.
Thanks, try it. No, you can't do that either.
Have we already said this is the end?
Yeah.
Oh, Lindsay.
Spider-Man 3!
He's got to be in it, right?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah!
Lindsay! Lindsay!
Was that the name, though?
Yeah, Spider-Man 3. Straight up. They didn't put any extra words on there. It wasn't called Spider-Man 3. This is where it goes to shit.
And he's like Willem Dafoe's son, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that honestly was like the thing I took away from that movie. It was like, he should have been his real son.
Who knows? Maybe they made arrangements. Maybe he adopted him on set. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Alice?
Planet of the Apes.
What?
The original one. The first one.
Yep. Right?
Oh!
Yeah, but what was it called, though?
Hot.
What?
What was it called, though?
Planet of the Apes.
It might come to you.
Ape shit.
Planet of the Apes. Sorry. Ape this, motherfucker. Planet of the Apes. The beginning of what it was before. What happened was at the end, it was like that guy came and this was the first part.
All right, you're out.
Come on.
No, it's my turn.
I kind of feel
what like is it? I need to know.
Because Nick's out. Hang on. Right, you're out, Nick.
I'm in?
Yeah, no, you're out.
How'd you get back in?
Yeah, you're out because you said Black Hawk Down.
Which is correct.
No, he's not in that. But you know what he is in? Dawn of the Planet of the Apes.
Who is Dawn?
I don't know. I never figured out which character was Dawn.
My PE teacher.
What about Love Actually?
What about it?
I just mean, like, have you seen it?
Noelle, do you have another one?
No.
I think the thing you were talking about is called True Crime.
Yes.
What?
True story.
Yeah.
True
okay.
story.
True story. There you go. All right. What other ones did we miss?
Why him?
Oh my God. The reason why him was it was a good game. Oh, the movie's called that.
Milk. Yes, he's in Milk.
He's in Eat, Pray, Love.
Annapolis.
He's in Eat, Pray, Love. Yeah. Sorry. Late. Is he plays the.
Rise of the Planet of the Apes is what I said while you were talking.
Oh
No, I said rise. Shut the fuck up, man.
He said Dawn. He's, well, I was like, who's
we'll just
Dawn?
Stay I mean, out of this one.
I think the cool thing about Dawn is the sun is rising.
That's true. You know? That's a good point that you
right.
make.
That's
LA
true.
Times, you know?
I'm glad you brought that up.
But he's not in the what's the newest one called? That's
Guys of the Planet of the Apes.
Guys of the Planet.
Guys
like
of the
G-U-I-S-E?
Planet of the Apes.
Yeah, it's just Skull Island.
This one's going to focus on the guys.
No, like, it is a the whole fucking thing is a guys.
Totally, right? We're going to do a female version of Planet of the Apes and see what happens. Reddit's going to blow up. What?
Hey, Lindsay T, come get your prizes because Noelle is the winner tonight.
Really?
You
actually,
did it.
I've never...
1-5.
There you go. Congratulations.
Noelle, I've been hanging so hard.
No, you get your name tag back, yeah, unless you want us to have it for some reason. Yeah.
Okay. She's hostile.
Yeah, yeah. Pass the rest of the name tags down to me, please, because there's a little something on the back probably that I'll be reading. And Nick Thune, start us off. Tell us about that other movie, Dave with the Maze.
Yes, it's called Dave Made a Maze.
Dave Made a Maze.
And
Maze
like corn, it or? Has... It's not a corn movie. It's a guy that makes...
I love corn movies.
I watch so many cornos.
Yeah. You used to work in corno, right?
Yeah. Big time. That's how I got my start.
The movie is about a guy who makes a maze in his girlfriend's living room and then gets lost in this huge labyrinth and people come and try and save him and people die. And it's a pretty cool movie. They did it. In, the cool thing is when you see a movie, it was like Slam Dance, so it wasn't like... big Sundance, whatever, and then it just kept rolling and rolling and rolling, and there's millions and millions of views on the trailer, like more views on that trailer than fucking Bradley Cooper's next movie.
Yeah. Bitch.
Yeah, bitch. No, it's cool, like especially like even being involved in Noelle's movie to see people, you know, like cheer and love a movie, and I felt like I'm really lucky to be in these two movies. So yeah.
What's this new Bradley Cooper movie you're talking about? I'm really intrigued.
I get like lost in trailer mode on YouTube where you just like look at trailers and look at views and realize when you're in one that has more views, you're like, fuck you suck. And then you like email your friends like, check out how many views I have. Yeah. Views are big.
I do that on Spotify with artists that I really like. I'm like, how poor is this person? So I'll like look at the views. And
yeah.
If they don't have a lot, I just like stress out for them. But I checked Mozart. And Mozart is...
How's Mo doing?
He's crushing the Spotify game. He gets like 2 million listens a month. And he's been dead for a long time.
What?
He's dead. I'm so sorry.
This is how she has to find out about Mozart?
No, you're okay. I did it again.
Fuck. That's why he isn't called.
Yeah, but you know, it's cool.
Hey,
they made that dog movie for him, though.
Noama didn't write a shithead on the back of your... thingy, do you want to come right?
Maybe it's
down?
Really small.
No,
there's a dot back
I mean,
there.
Just that dot. Just yeah. It's movable. It's fucking bug.
Do you
want to
come up and write something?
You want to come write something down? Same with Mike.
It's
Mikers.
It's inside.
Oh, it's inside. Ooh. Oh, how clever. Very nice. But yeah, go ahead and write something down.
Thanks, Noam.
All right, while he's doing that, Alice.
Also, will people buy my album and stuff?
Yeah, that could happen.
Sorry. Go to my website and buy my albums.
What's it called?
I have three of them. Just buy them.
You have three left?
Three albums.
Like in stock?
Please get them.
Oh my God. He's about to sell
out. We're really trying to get rid of all the inventory. We've got three left, so come get them. I don't even know. Oh, I can read it, kind of. Thanks, dude. Oh, thank you.
Thanks, Noam.
Oh, okay. That's a good one. Alice!
Oh!
Wetterland!
Yeah!
People of Earth. We think so it's on Monday nights.
Maybe.
On TBS.
I'm here to promote my podcast.
Okay.
It's a Star Trek podcast called Treks in the City with Veronica Osorio.
and we go, we're watching all of TNG. So you better get in now because we only have 65 months ahead of us of watching it. And we have great guests, good times, great guests. And there is a lot of guests. We went to the convention also, and we talked to LeVar Burton, Gates McFadden, Brent Spiner, others.
I auditioned for People of Earth.
Listen, we're still on my thing.
Why didn't I get that role?
I'd also like you guys to just write into the creators of People of Earth and give Nick a quick part on it. So he'll stop calling.
I'm not even kidding. That sounds awesome. One more time. I'm sorry.
Wait, what's happening?
Okay, all right. Yeah, I think
there's
Nick
a guy
be
in
on
the
People
audience
of Earth, I guess.
Started off his heckle with, "I'm not even kidding." This is serious yelling out.
This
your
time,
sure podcast
it's for
sounds
real.
Amazing.
It's called Trex and the City. All right. And if anybody has any connections at Twitter, if you could get the girl who owns Trex and the City handle, her name is Charlotte, and she's tweeted 6 times. It's for her. She's a British expat living in California, and she just wants to do some tours. I don't know what she don't know what she's doing, but I do know what I'm doing, and it's making a rad podcast. Come on, bye.
I like it. Great job.
Hi.
Hi, Noelle.
I was in this movie called The Incredible Jessica James that dropped on Netflix a couple weeks ago. Yeah, you can watch that now.
Right now. Turn this podcast off and watch that.
Now.
The Incredible Jessica James.
Starring Jessica Williams, Chris O'Dowd, me.
And Mr. Roosevelt sometime in the fall.
Yeah, we can talk about that.
Yeah, I'll talk about that later.
Yeah.
Are they still doing auditions for the Jessica James movie? Or?
If you guys could write into the writers to put them in the thing. Are you kidding me? Gosh, you guys.
And Greg Garcia.
Yeah, the guest book. So I used to go up to Big Bear in different places to rent a house to write, to just have a quiet place, and they always had a guest book. So I would write like a 30 or 40 page story just to fuck with the next people and just have it be dark and comedic and what have you. And then I wrote like 15 of them, and then now we're doing it as a TV show. So all those stories that are littered about the country in guest books are coming to life.
And you're probably involved in the casting and all that.
Season 2 with Nick. Check it out.
Nice.
Coming soon. I always wanted to say that.
So yeah, Thursdays at 10:30. TBS.
Yeah, TBS. Premiere of episode 4 this Thursday night.
Check it out.
Well, this has been super fun. Thank you to all of my guests, Nick Thune, Alice Wetterlin, Noelle Wells, and Greg Garcia. I'll be in Tacoma, Washington this weekend at the Tacoma Comedy Club doing Doug Loves Movies at 4:20 on Saturday afternoon. And as always, Kevin Manning?
Yeah.
He's a shithead?
Yeah, he didn't come with me.
He was supposed to come with you and then he didn't?
Yeah.
And so you had a painful, awful night out alone?
Correct.
Would this have been a lot more fun if he had come with you?
Probably not?
Because he's a shithead.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah. You'll see that some of the other people, when they choose their shitheads, they have a little bit more on their mind than just trying to take down a friend who probably won't even listen to this. If he didn't want to come see it live, why would he even bother listen? This other gentleman wrote, "People who don't write a shithead ahead of time are a shithead." No, thank you. And presidents who aren't sure if Nazis are bad are a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Heisenberg's viewing prowess makes him.